You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's check in with Coach Ross Dahma, Dort College men's basketball coach, as his team prepared to face Dakota Wesleyan. Let's talk with Coach Ross Dahma, Dort College getting set to take on Dakota Wesleyan. Great Plains up at a conference play, and Coach, playing a Dakota Wesleyan team that right now is probably as good as not only anybody in the country, in the conference, but anybody in the country.
Mike, they're really good. You know, they're undefeated. When you play this many games and this deep into the season, you're undefeated, you're really good. And they are. They're a very determined bunch. They're a veteran bunch. They got good post play. And Jalen Voss, and they have some outstanding perimeter shooters. They're really clicking on all cylinders this early in the season.
They shoot something like 45% from the three-point line. They shoot something like 56% from the field. Those are kind of numbers that will make you question what kind of defense or how your defense is playing. How do you try to slow them down?
Mike, for us to be successful, and defensively, obviously, we've struggled at times with our young kids, but we need to be very physical. We can't let this be a finesse game. We can't let it be a game where there's a lot of flow to it. They're just going to get in rhythm. They play very well together, they pass very well, and they're going to get the shots where they want them if we allow for that to happen. So we've got to kind of muddy it a little bit, be really physical, and on the flip side of it, offensively, we've got to be able to get to the foul line quick. We've got to be able to get to the bonus and the double bonus, so we need to be able to get some of their guys in foul trouble.
That's Coach Ross Dahma, Dort College men's basketball coach. And this Dakota Wesleyan team is going to be a handful. They are a good ball club. You take a look at the numbers. They were a team that was peaking at the end of the year last year, and if you remember correctly, got beat in the Great Plains Athletic Conference semifinals by Morningside in Sioux City in a game that, for all intents and purposes, it looked like Dakota Wesleyan was going to win. They have all of those players returning, and they also added a transfer from Black Hills State University. Let's take a closer look at the Wesleyan men. They're 11-0 this season, 4-0 of the GPAC, and it's been scorched earth for Dakota Wesleyan so far this year. They have one game that has been decided by less than 10 points, an 84-76 win over Briar Cliff at the Corn Palace. Wesleyan's four wins in league play are over Nebraska Wesleyan, Briar Cliff, Morningside, and Midland. Tigers are coming off a three-game homestand where they took games over three consecutive GPAC opponents. The only road game for the Tigers in league play so far was over the run-and-gun Nebraska Wesleyan outfit. The Tigers have scored 95.8 points per game this season. They've allowed 69.5 points per outing. The Tigers have torched teams for a 55.6% shooting success rate. They've allowed 43.8% shooting. The Mitchell, South Dakota-based school has made 124 of 292 three-point shots for 42.5% success. They allow teams to make 37.4% of their three-point attempts. Wesleyan has 96 turnovers through 11 games to 137 for opponents, and they have a 34.5 to 28.2 rebounding edge. Wesleyan's high water mark for scoring was a 125-point effort in a win over Nebraska Wesleyan. Their season low was an 82-point outing against Mayville State on November 8th. The Tigers are led in scoring by Jalen Voss with 21.1 points per game. Voss also takes in 5.2 rebounds per game and has 22 assists this year. He's converting 63.4% of his field goals. Chris Menning isn't far behind with a 19.1 points per game average. He has 35 assists and has blocked 10 shots. He's been a do-it-all player for Dakota Wesleyan. Trey Berg scores 16.6 points per game and is second on the team with 44 assists. And he's 32 of 64 from the three-point line. Joey Mitchell adds 9.5 points per game, while Jade Miller and Cole Casper each average 8 points per contest. Tate Martin leads the team with 51 assists while coming off of the bench. 11 Dakota Wesleyan players have played in at least 10 games so far this season. The Dort men are 9-4 overall, 2-3 in the GPAC. They're averaging 88.2 points per game, allowing 76.2 points per outing. Dort holds a 39.4 to 29.5 rebounding advantage. They're making 50.5% of their shots. They allow 44.9% success for opponents. If Dort College does not limit Dakota Wesleyan on offense tonight, it will be a tough night. Dort College has committed 197 turnovers while forcing 189. Tyler Waltersdorf leads the team with 14.9 points per game. Nathan Rindles coming off a career-high 30-point outing against Concordia is averaging 14.5 points per game. Brian Sumner scores 12.4 points per game and has made 36 three-point shots out of 75 attempts. Leighton Sampson scores 11.2 points per game and his shooting percentage is 55.8. Alex Terpstra is scoring 9.7 points per game, and David Den Herter's average is 7.3. Andrew O'Donnell's is 6.4. History between these two, we've got to bring that up. Last year, Dort College swept the series 2-0. They lead the series with Dakota Wesleyan 34-30. Dort College won both games last season, taking 92-81 win on December 11 in Mitchell. Dort College scored a 190 win on February 5 here in Sioux Center. First win came with Dalton Franken scoring 22 points. Austin Kachi had 20. Kyle Lindbergh had 17. Second meeting was a wild affair with Wesleyan leading 60-54 at the half. Dort's defensive effort was stronger in the second half as they limited Wesleyan to 31% shooting while making 59.3% of the shots it took in the second half. Nathan Rindles led Dort with 23 points. Chris Manning went off for Dakota Wesleyan. He had 36 points on 11 of 17 shooting, and he made 6 of 8 three-point shots, had 5 rebounds in 38 minutes of play. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this. College alum Bryce Skelhaus on the vocals today. Always good to see Bryce in the house. The Dort College defenders and Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Starting lineups look like this. Let's begin with the visitors from Dakota Wesleyan. They will go with zero. Jalen Voss, a 6'7 senior from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 21.1 points per game. Number two is Luke Bamberg, a 6'6 senior from Corsica, South Dakota, averaging 4.8 points per outing. Trey Birds, a 6'1 junior from Crick, South Dakota, averaging 16.5 points per game. Number 10 is Chris Manning, a 6'4 senior from Corsica, South Dakota, averaging 19.1 points per outing. And Joey Mitchell is a 6-foot senior from Tulare, South Dakota, averaging 9.5 points per game. He is at Dakota Wesleyan by way of Black Hills State University. For the Tigers, they will bring off the bench a 5'11 sophomore from Mitchell, Tate Martin. Jade Miller, a 6-foot junior from Mitchell, averaging 8 points per game. Terrell Newton, a 6'5 junior from Huron, South Dakota, averaging 2.7 points per contest. For the Dort College defenders, they will start Brian Sumner, a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 12.4 points per game. Number 13 is Alex Terpstra, a 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 9.7 points per game. Number 15 is Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 14.5 points per outing. Number 35 is Tyler Waltersdorf, a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 14.9 points per game. And David Den Herter concludes the starting lineup for the Dort College defenders. He's a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 7.3 points per game. Off the bench, we anticipate seeing Dort College's number 11, Patrick Nabla, a 6'2 sophomore from Sauk Center, Minnesota, averaging 2.3 points per outing. Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 6.4 points per game. Leighton Sampson, a 6'5 freshman from Worthington, Minnesota. He is averaging 11.2 points per game. Dort College and Dakota Wesleyan coming up shortly. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club today by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. And by the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Opening tap controlled by the Dort College defenders and Nathan Rindles. Rindles with the basketball across the timeline. Rindles in between the circles. Rindles passes high post. Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the right side. He is guarded there by Luke Bamberg. They give it to Rindles. Rindles into the lane, trying to back his man down. Lays it up with the left hand. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Bamberg. Bamberg gets it away. Joey Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball. Left side pass to Berg. Berg range well beyond the three-point line. Dort College matching up with him well beyond the three-point line. They pass it left side over to Mitchell. Joey Mitchell with the ball. Mitchell looking for someone to pass to. 18 to shoot for Wesley, and they pass it on the perimeter. Down low it goes to Voss. Voss fading away off of the glass. Tough shot. Good. Jalen Voss with a two-point basket, and Dakota Wesleyan out to a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Dort College basketball, Sumner. Sumner over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it up to Rindles. Rindles to Den Herder. Den Herder puts it up, count the hoop, and he is fouled on the play. David Den Herder taking it right at Jalen Voss, and Voss commits the personal foul. 19:02 remaining in the first half. 2-2 our score. You heard the pregame show. Coach Ross Dalma talk about the fact that Dort College has to get to the free throw line. They've got to get Dakota Wesleyan on their heels in foul trouble. Free throw on the way for Den Herder, a 72% free throw shooter. It's up and it nestled through. He's got 3 points, and the Dort College defenders take the lead on the old-fashioned three-point play. Mitchell with the basketball into the front court. This is Joey Mitchell. He passes right side. They lob it down low for Voss. Voss turning around again from 12 feet. That time it's too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff into the front court. Walterstorff tries to cross his man over. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Tyler Walterstorff makes it a 5-2 Dort College lead. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. They get it over to Berg. Berg forces it down low to Voss. Voss through the lane pass, and it's tipped and taken out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball tipped right in front of me. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Walterstorff will toss it in to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball in between the circles. He goes right side over to Tyler Walterstorff, working against Bamberg. Dump it down low for Den Herder. Den Herder's left-handed hook hangs on the rim, won't fall through. Rebound taken away by Bamberg. Bamberg already with a couple of rebounds. They pass it off to Mitchell. Mitchell lays it up good. Joey Mitchell with a two-point bucket. He makes it a 4-5 ball game. Dort College up by a point. Rindles puts it on the deck in traffic, and it's taken away by Mitchell. Mitchell, they jarred it loose on the double team. Berg will drive left side, and Trey Berg is fouled on the play by Brian Sumner, I believe. Sumner whistled for the personal, his first. David Den Herder is out. Leighton Sampson is in. So Sampson, a freshman, will be paired up against Voss, the senior, both Worthington natives. Joey Mitchell passes over to Trey Berg. Trey Berg, three, good. Trey Berg with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders can't allow him to get free and get going. He's coming off a Player of the Week honor. Walterstorff with it, left side back over to Sumner. Sumner, Terpstra, right side it goes Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Rindles dumps it down low, intended for Sampson. Take it away. Here's Berg. Berg into the front court. He's going to stop at the top of the key. Angles off to the right now. Passes off to Bamberg. Round the horn they go. Dump it down low for Voss. Voss working against Sampson. And a charging foul called on Jalen Voss. Jalen Voss picks up his second personal foul. Leighton Sampson squared him up. Took it right in the middle of the chest. And Matt Wilbur, unhappy with the call. Dort College basketball, Rindles. Rindles goes over to Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. And we've got a foul called on the hedge. That's going to go against Chris Menning. Foul number one on Menning. One of those days where it's probably a better thing that I don't have a crowd mic. That may pick up the Dakota Wesleyan bench. Oh, he was hot. Rindles with the basketball out front. Passes over to Sumner. Sumner gives it Walterstorff. Faces up 15 feet out on the right wing. Kick out pass Sumner. Three ball on the way. Got it. Three-point basket for Brian Sumner, and the Dort College defenders retake the lead at 8-7. 8-7 our score. Luke Bamberg. Bamberg with the basketball. Return pass to Berg. Berg shot no good. Rebound tipped and taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra again passes it off to Rindles. Rindles dump it down low. Sampson. Sampson on the block. Double team. Puts it up in traffic. Good. Leighton Sampson muscling his way to the hoop. Makes it a 10-7 ball game. Dort College down three. Up three, I should say. 16:30 remaining in this first half. Right side pass to Berg. Berg guarded there by Terpstra, and Terpstra is whistled for the foul on the perimeter. It's foul number one on Terp. And the Dort College defenders will send Andrew O'Donnell into the action. Alex Terpstra will check out. Dakota Wesleyan. We've got Terrell Newton checking into the ballgame for Dakota Wesleyan. So Wesleyan has gone to the bench as well. They pass it in to Joey Mitchell. Mitchell in between the circles. Passes right side Berg. Berg guarded there by O'Donnell. Pass goes to Manning, and Manning is fouled on the way to the hoop. Right-handed shot is no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Manning, an 88% free throw shooter, will step to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. Manning averaging 19.1 points per game. The foul called on Sumner was his second, so both teams with a key player. So a lane violation whistled against two players. So you wipe that foul, that free throw attempt, as I try to spit the words out on this Wednesday night. You wipe off that attempt by Manning. It's just as if it never occurred. And so he is one for one on that trip to the free throw line. And the defenders lead at 10-8. 10-8 our score. O'Donnell with the basketball. The freshman from Sioux Center with it on the right wing. O'Donnell with the basketball, gives it to Rindles. Rindles out front, Sampson. Sampson puts it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Taylor Feenster in the ballgame for the defenders. Mitchell into the front court. Joey Mitchell passes right side and give it up to Newton. Newton, the Huron, South Dakota native, fires it left side. Get the pass back over to Manning. Manning to Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball in the corner. Back over to Manning. Manning, three, good. Manning with four, and the defenders trail 11-10. O'Donnell gives it left side over to Nabla. Nabla into the ballgame in place of Sumner. Sumner on the bench with two personals. Right side pass comes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the wing. He comes back over to Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right side. O'Donnell gives it back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles feeds it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra. Shot in the lane, hangs on the rim, and falls through. Taylor Feenster with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 12-11. Let's see if Taylor can get jump-started tonight. They pass it down low, intended for Manning, and Patrick Nabla whistled for the personal foul. Nabla whistled for his first, team foul number four. If the team is going to be called this tightly, that does not play to the Dort College defender's favor. Manning in on the basketball, right side of the lane. Manning to toss it in. He throws it in over the top to Newton. And a moving screen called against Dakota Wesleyan. An illegal screen called on Stephen Lee. It's team foul number four on Dakota Wesleyan. Looked like Lee tried to set a screen on Nabla and kept moving just a little bit too much. As Nabla worked around the roadblock. Rindles goes over to Nabla. Nabla with it. Left side O'Donnell. Dort College leading by one. O'Donnell dumps it down low for Feenstra. And Feenstra tries to get down on the floor after it. And he commits the foul. Manning came away with the basketball. And Feenstra slid into him more or less. And Taylor Feenstra whistled for the personal foul. His first. Team foul number five. So both teams called for early fouls tonight. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Tate Martin. Wesleyan, they pass it over to Newton. Newton to Lee. Lee guarded out front by David Den Herter. Lee passes back over to Martin. Martin gives it up to Newton. Newton driving in. Back over to Tate Martin. Martin with it on the right side. Martin passes it to Newton. Newton spin move. His shot in the lane is good. Terrell Newton with a two-point bucket. Dakota Wesleyan leads 13-12. And a travel called against Andrew O'Donnell. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dakota Wesleyan. Andrew O'Donnell shuffled his feet as he tried to come to a stop. 14:03 left to play in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan leads Dort College 13-12. Our officials today, Randy Hagedorn, Al Monaco, and Dave Agge. Newton with the basketball out front goes to Trey Berg. Berg will drive in. Shot is blocked by David Denherter. Rebound taken away by Alex Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Alex with it on the right side. Feeds it underneath for Denherter. Layup good. David Denherter with 5 first half points. Dort College leads 14-13. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Tate Martin. Martin to Terrell Newton. Newton back over to Martin. Martin with the basketball, guarded there by O'Donnell. O'Donnell not giving any ground. Here's Lee on the wing. Lee dumps it down into the corner. Manning. Manning back over to Berg. Berg spins it up off of the glass. Good. Trey Berg with 5 points. Berg averaging 16.6 points per game. Dort College trails 15-14. They dump it down low for Denherter. Denherter fires it back out. Feenstra. Feenstra three. Splashes it through. Taylor Feenstra with a 3-point bucket. He's got 5 and the defenders trail. Lead 17-15. Answering back, a 3 by Manning, no good. Long rebound, though, Lee. Lee grabs it away from 3 Dort College players, and Lee steps on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Nabla is in, Rindles is in, Denherter and Feenstra and O'Donnell check out. Walterstorff is also in the ballgame for the defenders, so it's Walterstorff, Rindles, Nabla, Sampson, and Terpstra. Rindles checks the basketball, brings the basketball up, passes over to Terpstra. Terpstra, left side Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles over to Terpstra. Terpstra right side. Come back over. Gives it up Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff shakes his way into the lane. Nothing there. Nabla. Nabla right wing. Dump it down low for Sampson. Sampson shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Leighton Sampson draws the foul. Foul called on Newton is his first. Team foul number 5, so both teams with 5 fouls apiece. And Dort College inbounds the basketball. They get it in. Goes down low to Rindles. Rindles off the glass, no good. Holding his ground was Joey Mitchell. And Joey Mitchell able to hold his ground. Mitchell pretty well put together for a point guard, 6-foot senior from Tulare, South Dakota. Tate Martin with it on the wing, sophomore, feeds it out front, gets the return pass over to Mitchell. Now driving the lane is Trey Berg. Berg kick out pass back to Newton. Shot on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball ahead to Rindles. Rindles working against Joey Mitchell, feeds Terpstra. Terpstra deep three, got it. Alex Terpstra with a 3-point basket, bangs it through, and the Dort College defenders lead it 20-15. 20-15, our score as Terpstra hit that one from well beyond the 3-point line, a good step behind it. Back out front with the basketball is Tate Martin. Round the horn they go, Joey Mitchell. Mitchell, lob pass over the top, getting free, Terrell Newton. Terrell Newton dumps it in, he's got 4. He's averaging 2.7 points per game. He's playing for Jalen Boss. He's on the bench with 2 personals. Out front is Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff spins it back over to Sampson. Sampson, Walterstorff back to Sampson. Sampson puts it up. Cut the hoop and he is fouled. Terrell Newton whistled for the personal foul, his second. 22-17, Dort College leading, pending the free throw. Terpstra will come over to the sideline to visit with Coach Ross Dalman. Nabla and Walterstorff are out. O'Donnell is in. Sampson will shoot for the 3-point play. Sampson, a 64% free throw shooter. He's got 4 points pending the free throw. He's averaging 11.2 points per game. And Sampson makes the free throw. He's got 5. Dort College leads 23-17. 11 minutes left to go in the first half. With the basketball is Tate Martin. Martin feeds it off left side. They give it to Berg. Berg puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. Andrew O'Donnell whistled for the personal, his first. Trying to play straight up on Berg, and they give the foul call on this end. And the Dort College defenders not agreeing with that call, and Trey Berg will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Both teams with 6 fouls so far as we approach the midpoint of the first half. First free throw by Berg is up and through. He's got six. He's got another one on the way. 23-18, our score. Dort College trailing, leading by five. Wesleyan trying to cut it down to a four-point lead. Berg is a 91% free throw shooter. He's got 6 points already. Make it seven. 7 points for Trey Berg, and the defenders trail a lead, 23-19, beg your pardon. Dakota Wesleyan trails by four. Dort College on the offensive end. Sampson gets it high post. They give it back over to Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra working against Lee. Feenstra puts it on the floor, gets around his man. Shot short arm, no good. Rebound taken away by Lee. Long pass into the front court. They're off and running. Martin passes over to Berg. Berg three, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Rindles into the front court. Rindles, spin move. Feeds to Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra unable to hang on to it. Now Rindles gets it back. Feenstra on the putback off the missed shot by Rindles. And Feenstra dumps it in. Dort College trails 25-19. A 6-point advantage for the Dort College defenders. And we've got a timeout on the floor as it appears someone lost a contact. Dort College leading by six. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center. Providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Well, that last possession, not for the timid and meek, as Rindles came away with a steal. His short shot was no good. Taylor Feenstra ended up with two putback attempts, the second of which he knocked through. And the Dort College defenders lead 25-19. Losing a contact was Luke Bamberg. Bamberg finds it, pops it back in, and we're back to basketball. Pass goes left side, Bamberg. Bamberg on the wing, puts it on the floor, drives the lane, his shot no good. Rebound tipped around, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Bamberg and Sampson tied up, and Sampson lets go of the basketball, and Bamberg falls to the floor. So Bamberg still working that contact in, and having been there, I can relate. I'm obviously not trying to work on the offensive glass with one eye. Bamberg back in action. Lee passes left side to Manning. Manning, round the horn they come back over to Mitchell. Mitchell on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Here's Manning. Manning drives the lane, and he's going to be called for traveling. Turnover against the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College leading 25-19 past the midpoint of the first half. 9:47 and counting. Dort College basketball. Sampson over to Feenstra. Feenstra, they dump it down low for Sampson. Sampson puts it up, and it's blocked by Bamberg. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Long pass into the front court. Manning. Manning drives in, and Terpstra is whistled for the personal foul. Alex Terpstra has just picked up his second personal. And free throws on the way for Manning. Chris Manning shooting a 1-1, I believe. Foul came before the shot, so Manning will step to the charity stripe where he's 1-for-1 tonight. He's got 4 points so far. And he misses the front end of the 1-1. Dort College with a 6-point lead. Here comes Dort College. Left side pass, Nabla. Nabla, dump it down low for Den Herter. Den Herter stripped on the way up. And on the second attempt, we've got Trey Berg called for the reach in. Trey Berg whistled for the personal. And for Berg, the 6'1 junior from Crook, South Dakota, he commits the foul, his first. David Den Herter, a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, shooting two free throws. He's got 5 points. First free throw on the way for David Den Herter is up and good. Den Herter with another one on the way. Dort College leading 26-19. Another free throw on the way for Den Herter. York College with a 7-point cushion. Second free throw by Den Herger is up and through. Den Herger perfect from the charity stripe. He's got three. He's 3 for 3. And all total, he's got 7 points. York College grows the lead to 8, 27-19. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball, Manning. Manning with it on the right wing. Back over to Berg. Berg goes left side. Out front, Joey Mitchell. Mitchell gives it off, and the driving layup on the baseline is Luke Bamberg. Bamberg able to get the position and knocks it down with the right hand from the left side on the baseline drive. Nabla back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back over to Rindles. Rindles right side, Walterstorff. Tyler with the basketball. Turns his back on the double team. Kick out Nabla. Here's Rindles. Rindles layup good. Nathan Rindles with his first 2 points. York College leads 29-21. That's the seventh player to score for York College already. Berg kicks it out to Bamberg. Bamberg with it on the corner. They're looking for Menning down low. Instead, they kick it out to Lee. Lee, spinner in the lane. Good. I beg your pardon. That's Jade Miller. My mistake. Jade Miller with a 2-point basket on the spin move in the lane. Out front, Nabla. Nabla down low, Den Herger. They bring the double team. Nabla swings it right side. Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff down on the corner. He's guarded there by Miller. Into the lane, Walterstorff. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Nabla. Nabla, three, not his night. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Coming up with it is Manning, and Manning travels with it. Matt Wilbur can't believe it. And the North College defenders will inbound the basketball. York College throwing it in, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it off to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Nabla. Nabla tries to pass it inside. The ball is tipped by Dakota Wesleyan. And Randy Agadorn comes in and says, I've got this one. Dakota Wesleyan touched it. He clearly saw it, and he was not going to let there be any discussion. He emphatically came in and made the call, and York College will now inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Andrew O'Donnell to inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face it. O'Donnell passes over the top. Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler Walterstorff on the left wing. Back over to O'Donnell. 25 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles with it. Rindles backing his way in. Puts it in over the top. Over to Mitchell. And Rindles gets the 2-point bucket to go on the shot in the lane. He's got four, and the defender lead is 31-23. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is York College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from People's Bank of offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More values vendor member FDIC. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Joey Mitchell brings it up. He passes right side over to Berg. Berg down to the baseline, and he dribbles it off of his foot out of bounds. It'll be York College basketball. York College with the basketball, leading by eight. Rindles will bring it up. York College will go to a set play, it appears. Rindles takes it across the half-court stripe, passes high post to Den Herger. Den Herger back over to Nabla. Nabla with it on the wing. And we've got an illegal screen called on David Den Herger. Den Herger whistled for the personal, his first. 31-23, our score, York College. Leading by eight. Foul number one on Den Herger. Player control foul, though. No free throws. Wesleyan basketball. Left side is Miller. Miller on the wing. Miller out front, Menning. Menning right side, Mitchell. Mitchell comes back over to Bamberg. Bamberg with the basketball. Bamberg gives it to Miller. Miller on the wing, back to Mitchell. Joey Mitchell right side, Bamberg. Bamberg guarded there by Den Herger. Back to Mitchell. Mitchell puts it on the deck one time, twice. Mitchell looking for someone to pass to. He passes it off to Jade Miller. Jade Miller picks up his dribble, comes back to Bamberg. Bamberg puts up the three, and he hit it. Bamberg with 5 points, and the York College defenders lead 31-26. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell passes left side to Nabla. Nabla, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Den Herger. Den Herger off of the glass. Good. David Den Herger with 9 points. And the York College defenders lead 33-26. And an offensive, a blocking foul called on Nathan Rindles. Nathan Rindles whistled for the personal foul. They say he gets called for the block. I have the benefit of watching on the replay on the web stream. And with the benefit of watching the replay on the web stream, it certainly looked like Rindles was planted. But that's a benefit I have of watching that delay of about 12 to 14 seconds. Free throw by Berg is up and through. He's 3 for 3. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw coming. 33-27 North College by 6 right now. Berg, 4 for 4 from the charity stripe. Berg right now carrying his team. 33-28 North College up 5. O'Donnell with the basketball. Berg has 9 points. J.D. Bohr into the ballgame. They pass it left side to Rindles. Rindles to Sampson. Sampson around the horn they go. Right side Feenstra. Feenstra steps into a 3. Missed it. Too strong. No good. There for the rebound and the putback is Leighton Sampson. Sampson, the big boy, coming down with it and muscling it back up. He's got 7. Dort College leads 35-28. Manning with the basketball. He passes to Miller. Into the right corner, Bamberg. Bamberg down to the baseline. Bamberg, nothing there. Bamberg feeds it off to Miller. Miller's shot no good. Rebound taken away by J.D. Bohr. J.D. with the basketball. Passes it ahead to Rindles. Rindles in traffic. Off of the glass, no good, but a foul on the play called on Joey Mitchell. Mitchell picks up his first personal. Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. And the defenders try to expand on a 7-point lead, 35-28 with 5:32 remaining in the first half. Free throw by Rindles is up and through. Rindles with 5 points, another one on the way. Well, our viewership gradually growing throughout this ball game. We expect it to continue to grow if the upset bid by the defenders continues. North College leading 37-28 after the whip. 5:20 left to go in the half. Driving in, Jade Miller. Miller bumps into the player, throws it up off of the glass and gets it to go. He's got 4. North College trail leads 37-30. Rindles over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell looking down low for Sampson. They go to J.D. Bohr, and Bohr can't hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. With the basketball on the perimeter is Jade Miller. Miller gets the pass over to Joey Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball, right side back over to Miller. Miller will be on the three-point line, guarded there by Taylor Feenstra. It's going to put it on the floor. J.D. Bohr reaches in, knocks it away. Indoor College has the basketball back. Rindles with it on the left side, working on Mitchell. Rindles, Euro step, good. Nathan Rindles with 8 points. Dort College leads 39-30. Joey Mitchell driving in, and Nathan Rindles gets called for a foul on the strip on the way up. And Nathan has just been called for his second personal foul. 4:29 left to play in the first half. Mitchell will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. He's an 83% free throw shooter. First one is up and down. He's got another one on the way. Certainly looked pretty clean from my vantage point, but I'm not the one with the whistle. Mitchell, another free throw on the way. This one is up, and he makes that one as well. So Joey Mitchell with 4 points, and the defenders lead 39-32. And Coach Ross Dahma is going to try to ride it out now. He's got 2 starters on the bench with 2 fouls each. Actually has 3 of them, but Terpstra is on the floor. Terpstra playing with 2. O'Donnell's going to run the point. Feenstra passes over to Terpstra. Terpstra over the basketball. Terpstra feeds it down low for Sampson. Sampson off the glass, no good. Rebound fought for. It's tipped out and controlled by Tate Martin. Tate Martin into the front court. Martin will drive in all the way. Kick out pass. 3 on the way. Manning left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Alex passes it off to Patrick Nabla. Nabla Feenstra. Feenstra to Sampson. Sampson, they bring the double team. He kicks it out to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back over to Terp. Terp, right side it comes. Back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, O'Donnell. 17 to shoot for the defenders. Feenstra tried to post up. They get it over to Nabla on the right wing. O'Donnell, three ball, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra to Sampson. Sampson puts it up, and we've got a charging foul called on Leighton Sampson. That's his first. Team foul number 10. No free throws on the player control. Leighton will check out of the ball game. Feenstra will check out. Then Herder and Waltersdorf check in. 3:32 remaining in this first half. Dakota Wesleyan bringing the basketball up. This is Tate Martin. Martin with it on the right side. Martin passes over to Joey Mitchell, guarded there by Alex Terpstra. Comes back right side to Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball, back to Manning. Manning, right wing. Manning puts it on the floor, taken back by Martin. Martin back to Manning. Manning into the lane, kick out Joey Mitchell. Mitchell, three ball, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, Nabla. Nabla dumps it down low for Den Herder. Den Herder working against Bamberg. O'Donnell back to Den Herder. Den Herder puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Chris Manning. Manning with the rebound. Here comes Wesleyan trying to cut into the 7-point lead. They get it over to Joey Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball. Bamberg, top of the key. Right side pass back over to Miller. Jaden Miller gives it up. Manning. Manning through the lane pass back over to Mitchell on the left wing. Top of the key to Miller. Jade Miller gives it back to Manning. Manning to Bamberg. 15 to shoot. Shot in the lane off the heel. No good. Defensive stop by the defenders. Here comes Terp. Alex Terpstra with the basketball. The Highlands Ranch, Colorado native. Passes it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking for Waltersdorf out front. Instead goes to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Dort College by 7. 39-32. Nabla back to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back to Terp. Terpstra on the wing. Back to O'Donnell. 14 to shoot. This is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf down to the baseline. Spin move. Puts it up with the left hand. Got it. Tyler Waltersdorf with 4 points. Dort College leads 41-32. 1:55 left to go in the first half. With it on the left wing. They feed it up front. Joey Mitchell. Mitchell with it on the elbow. He comes back over to Miller. Jade Miller puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound fought for. Tapped out. Controlled by Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball. Mitchell with it on the wing, puts it up, his shot is good. Joey Mitchell with 6 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 41-34. 41-34, our score. With the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball in between the circles. Andrew with it. Dort College will milk the clock, try to shorten up the first half. O'Donnell passes it right side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with it on the wing. Waltersdorf into traffic. His shot no good. Tipped by Den Herder. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. And Dakota Wesleyan wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dakota Wesleyan uses their first timeout of the ball game, trailing 41-34 with 107 remaining. First half of play, and they want to make sure they get a good set out of this. Tate Martin passes it to Trey Berg. Berg passes to Manning. Manning back over to Martin. Tate Martin with the basketball, 20 to shoot. Tate Martin back over to Berg. Berg puts it on the deck, down to the baseline. Cut off there by J.D. Moore. Round the horn they go. Right side, Stephen Lee. They dump it down low. Berg. Berg, layup good. Trey Berg with a two-point bucket. He's got 11, and the Dort College lead that was 9 is now 5. 41-36. Five-second difference, shot clock, end game clock. O'Donnell with the basketball. He passes left side over to Nabla. Nabla gives it up Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball at the top of the key. He goes right side back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell has it on the right wing, guarded there by Manning. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Manning guarding O'Donnell. 7 now to shoot. O'Donnell working against Martin. O'Donnell puts it up. Shot won't go. Rebound cleared by Manning. Manning with the basketball. He gives it off to Tate Martin. Tate Martin will fire up the desperation shot. It's long. No good. And the defenders go to the locker room leading Dakota Wesleyan 41-36. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. North College defenders lead Dakota Wesleyan at halftime 41-36. It was a back-and-forth affair through the early going. Dort College took the lead for good in the first half. on a three-point basket at 17-15. I believe that was Alex Terpstra knocking down a long-range three. Dort College built the lead to as many as nine, most recently at 41-32. And Dort College goes into the locker room after Dakota Wesleyan scores four unanswered to make it 41-36, and that's where we are at halftime. Dort College led unofficially by David Denherger's 9 points. Dakota Wesleyan topped by Trey Berg with 12. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. We're at halftime. Dort College leading Dakota Wesleyan 41-36. The Dort College defenders, 16 of 30 from the floor, 53.3%, 3 for 6 on threes for 50%, 6 for 6 on free throws for 100%. For Dakota Wesleyan, 13 of 26 from the floor, 50%, 3 for 8 on threes, 38% or 37.5%. 7 of 8 on free throws for 87.5%. Dakota Wesleyan owns a 15-13 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dakota Wesleyan with 8, Dort College with 7. Dort College was led in the first half by David Denherger's 9 points. Nathan Rindles had 8, 7 each for Leighton Sampson and Taylor Feenstra. 3 each for Alex Terpstra and Brian Sumner. For Dakota Wesleyan, they were led by Trey Berg's 11 points. Luke Bamberg had 5. Joey Mitchell had 6. 4 each for Jade Miller and Terrell Newton. And 2 for Jalen Voss for their total of 36 points. Luke Bamberg, a game-high 8 rebounds in the first half of play. 3 for Chris Manning. For Dort College, 5 rebounds for Alex Terpstra. And 2 each for Taylor Feenstra. And Nathan Rindles. 4 different players have 1 assist each for the defenders. For Dakota Wesleyan, Joey Mitchell has 3, and Chris Manning has 2. Both teams had starters on the bench for significant periods of time. Jalen Voss played 236 before picking up his second foul. Brian Sumner played 344 before picking up his second personal foul of the contest. Neither player returned in the first half. 41-36, Dakota Wesleyan by 5, down by 5, I should say. Dort College leading by 5 in this one. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home commercial investment and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more at halftime right after this.
You are.
Women's basketball scores from earlier tonight. Game you heard on KDCR, Dakota Wesleyan over Dort College, 86-41. Concordia drops Nebraska Wesleyan 92-52. Morningside over Mount Marty 72-58. And it was Briarcliff over Northwestern 76-61 in women's college basketball action. Men's basketball scores at halftime. Dort over Dakota Wesleyan 41-36. Concordia leads Nebraska Wesleyan 36-33. Morningside over Mount Marty 48-23. No update on the Northwestern and Briarcliff men's basketball game going on in Orange City. It was a one-point game with about 5 minutes left to go in the first half, and they, it appears, are still in the first half of that one. We'll take a break and see if we can rustle up a update on that one right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. If the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Home, member FDIC, and the community. York College with their basketball, with the basketball. Rindles with the inbounds play. Ryan Sumner back into the contest, as is Jalen Voss for Dakota Wesleyan. Both teams played a lot of minutes without one of their main cogs. Pass goes left side, Rindles. Rindles dumps it down low for Denherger. They bring the double team. Ty Walthersdorf, head fake. Eastern drive the lane, lays it over the glass, no good. There for the tap in, though, is David Denherger. Denherger with 11. York College leads 43-36. Pass goes right side. With it is Trey Berg. Berg out front to Bamberg. Bamberg gives it Mitchell. Mitchell underneath Voss. Voss. A double team fading away off the glass, no good. A rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming away with it is Rindles. Rindles, spin move into the lane with a left hand. Scoop shot good. Nathan Rindles, a foray into the lane, and the North College defenders lead 45-36. 45-36 our score. Back the other way, a three-point bucket by Luke Bamberg. He's got eight, averaging 4.8 points per game. He silences the Dort College crowd for the time being. 45-39, Walthersdorf passes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it off over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles driving in, nothing there, over to Walthersdorf. Dump it down low, Denherger. Denherger off of the glass, good. David Denherger with a two-point bucket. Jalen Voss unable to challenge him. Dort College leads 47-39. An eight-point lead for the defenders. Dort College has led by as many as nine on a couple different occasions. With the basketball, Bamberg. Bamberg dumps it down low for Voss. Voss with the ball. Voss back over to Bamberg. Bamberg left wing to Mitchell. Mitchell looking down low for Voss. Comes back to Menning. Menning stroking up the 15-footer. No good from straight on. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dort College by eight. Rindles with the basketball, drives in, shot no good, rebound taken away by Jalen Voss. Voss over to Bamberg, Bamberg into the lane. Bamberg with it on the right wing, comes back over to Berg, Berg to Mitchell, Joey Mitchell gives it off to Jalen Voss. Voss working on Denherger, back over to Mitchell, Mitchell three, good. Joey Mitchell with a very economical 9 points so far, and the defender lead is back to 5, 47-42, right side Sumner. Sumner looking for Terpstra out front, feeds it left side over to Rindles. Rindles with it on the wing. Nathan drops it inside for Denherger. They bring the double team. Kick out Walt. Walt, three off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped and taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra has it stripped by Mitchell. Mitchell driving in, right hand, left side, good. Joey Mitchell with 11 points. Dort College leads 47-44. Walthersdorf inbounds the basketball to Rindles. And Dort College will bring the basketball up. This is Tyler Walthersdorf for the basketball. Three-point difference. Walthersdorf with it. Dort College trying to build on the three-point lead. Pass goes over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles gives it off. Now gets it back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf in the lane. Back to Sumner. Sumner at the free throw line. Kick out Terpstra. Ball deflected. 13 to shoot for the defenders. Terpstra feeds it inside to Denherger. Denherger puts it up. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball up the floor. Here's Berg. Berg over to Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball. First 3.5 minutes called a little bit differently than the first half was called. Jalen Voss spins into the lane. He's got four. And the defenders right now have given up 7 points in a row. Dakota Wesleyan has cut the lead down to one. North College had the lead to eight at 47-39. Since then, Wesleyan has scored those 7 points in a row. Dort College, Walthersdorf driving in, puts it up, and the foul call on Luke Bamberg. That's his first. And Tyler Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Dort College with free throws on the way. Tyler Walthersdorf to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw on the way for Tyler is up and through. Walthersdorf with 5 points. And he gives Dort College a two-point lead pending a free throw. Sampson is in. Den Herter is out. Feenstra waiting to check in for the defenders. Second free throw by Waltersdorf is up and through. And the defenders lead at 49-46, ending the 7-0 run by Dakota Wesleyan. 16:05 left to go in this ballgame. That's in regulation. With the basketball, Joey Mitchell. Mitchell on the right side. Mitchell passes it off. They go left wing over to Bamberg. Bamberg with the basketball. Mitchell. Mitchell backing his way in against Rindles. Has to fire it back over to Menning. Menning to Bamberg. Bamberg with the basketball. Bamberg to Menning. Menning layup good. Sumner had to back off that time, not wanting to pick up his third personal foul. Both teams taking advantage of the opponent with the two fouls. Sumner down to the baseline. Feenstra. Feenstra long two is good. Oh, they give him a three. He was on the line by at least 2 inches. His right foot was clearly on the line, and they give him a three. Three-point bucket by Feenstra. He's got 10 points. Back the other way, answering with a two, is Jalen Voss. Voss with six. Dort College leads 52-50. Rindles fires it up. Too strong with the right hand. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan and Joey Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball. Mitchell fires it out. And a charging foul called on Joey Mitchell as Taylor Feenstra stood in and took the charge. Joey Mitchell whistled for his second personal. Feenstra checks out. Tyler Waltersdorf checks back in. Dort College trying to keep fresh players on the floor. Game like this where you're trying to muddy it up and play stout defense against a very talented opponent, you've got to keep rotating players through. Rindles passes over to Sampson. Sampson, Waltersdorf, Dort College by a bucket. That's a two-point bucket. Rindles goes over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up, Waltersdorf. Tyler with the basketball on the wing. Comes back over to Rindles. Sumner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell right corner, looking for Sampson. Out front, Tyler. Tyler drives in, gets a screen, puts it up, and it's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College for the basketball. By the way, that halftime score over in Orange City, Briarcliff leads Northwestern 59-50 at the half. So our scoreboard at halftime is complete. We're into the second half, about 5.5 minutes. Dort College with a two-point lead. Pass goes into O'Donnell. O'Donnell down to the baseline, 10 feet out. Stops, tough shot, and that was at the end of the shot clock. So Dort College forced into a poor shot. O'Donnell that time down on the baseline got pinned. He had to try and fire it up over the top of the backboard, and even if it had gone in, I believe they would have ruled that out of bounds. Dort College will play defense now. Dakota Wesleyan will come back the other way. Joey Mitchell walks the ball up. Now he breaks into a trot. He's got it on the right side. Pass goes left side, Menning. Menning well out on the floor. They give it to Berg. Berg hasn't had many open looks. They dump it down low for Voss. Voss guarded by Sampson, and Leighton Sampson has just picked up the personal foul. Leighton Sampson trying to get a body on Jalen Voss, and they call him for the foul. Rindles checks out. Leighton Sampson checks out. Den Herter checks in. Nabla checks in. They get the ball inbounded to Joey Mitchell. Mitchell down to the baseline. Mitchell able to get the three off from the corner as he took O'Donnell down to the baseline. O'Donnell fell backwards on contact, and Mitchell drains the three. He's got 14. Dort College trails 53-52. O'Donnell with the basketball. Out front, Nabla. Nabla gives it Sumner. Sumner driving strong with the left hand. Has it tipped away from him. Comes back to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf driving in. And Waltersdorf is fouled before the shot. Foul's going to go on Jade Miller, his first. Dort College down a point, 53-52. Dakota Wesleyan has outscored Dort College 17-11 to start the second half of play for this one-point lead. Pass goes down to David Den Herter. Den Herter to Nabla. Nabla is fouled on the play by Mitchell. Mitchell whistled for his third personal foul. And the Dort College defenders will inbound. Joey Mitchell checks out of the ballgame. That means Tate Martin is in. Lob pass over the top, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball, facing up against Jade Miller. Walterstorff, end one, and he'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Miller couldn't keep up with him in that time, and Tyler Walterstorff is fouled as he finishes with the right hand from the right side. He'll go to the free throw line to try and give Dort College a two-point lead. So Walterstorff with a three-point play opportunity on the way. Free throw on the way for Walt is up, too strong, but it bounces through. So Tyler, 5 second-half points, 9 for the ball game. Dort College leads 55-53. Left side with it is Tate Martin. Martin goes into the corner. Voss. Voss, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken down by Berg. Now a collision, and here come the defenders. With the basketball is Walterstorff. Walterstorff driving in with the right hand, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Den Herter. Den Herter's shot, no good. And Trey Berg picks himself up off of the floor after spending a lot of time down there. Bounces his head off of the deck. And he spent a lot of time down on the floor. Now he comes back the other way, irate. David and Herter to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw by David is up and good. So David and Herter makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. Den Herter with 14 points, and the defenders lead 56-53. Another free throw on the way for Den Herter, and Den Herter's next free throw is good as well. David with 5 for 5 from the charity stripe, and the defenders open up a 4-point lead, 57-53. Tate Martin will bring the basketball up for the Tigers. He passes left side over to Bamberg. Bamberg to Newton. Newton with the basketball, right side Bamberg. Bamberg has it kicked away from him by Tyler Walterstorff. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Dort College by 4. 12:49 remaining. That was foul number 3, by the way, on Jade Miller moments ago. So Dort College will will play defense as Wesleyan inbounds right side of the lane down at the far hoop. Layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Here comes Tyler over to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles to Terp. Terp, 3. Period. Alex Terpstra with 6 points. Dort College leads 60-53. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout, Dakota Wesleyan. Back with more in a moment. Trey Berg hits a 3 out of the timeout. Dort College leads 60-56. Dort College basketball, Terpstra. Terpstra passes it off left side to Rindles. Rindles will drive down to the baseline, tries it again, reverses it. Comes back over to Nabla. Nabla, Terp. Terp into the corner. This is Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Back over to Tyler. Tyler with the ball. Tyler back over to Terpstra. 12 to shoot. 12 minutes left to go in the game. Goes down low to Den Herter. They bring the double. Back over to Terp. Terp, 3 off the mark. No good. And a foul called over the top. That's going to be a push on Den Herter. That's number 2 on Den Herter. Team foul number 3 on the defenders in this half. Dort College 60, Dakota Wesleyan 56. 11:53 left to go in regulation in what's shaping up to be a tense battle. Joey Mitchell with the basketball after the short breather. He passes off to Luke Bamberg. Bamberg passes it down low for Voss. Voss, layup good. Jalen Voss got free underneath. He's got 8. And the defender lead that moments ago was 7 is now 2 on 5 unanswered by Wesleyan. They dump it down low for Sampson. Kick out Terpstra. Terpstra off the dribble. 15-footer. Top of the key. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Walterstorff. Walterstorff too strong off of the glass. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Wesleyan over the top. Joey Mitchell. Mitchell with it. He gives it up to Luke Bamberg. Bamberg to Berg. Berg, Menning. Menning, Voss. And Voss had it taken away by Walterstorff, but Walterstorff ends up out of bounds. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Tyler Walterstorff checks out of the ballgame. Taylor Feenstra checks in. Pass comes into Mitchell. Mitchell lost it. He gets it back over to Berg. Berg to Voss. Voss, three, no good. Rebound Sumner. Brian Sumner with the basketball. Brian brings it into the front court. The Ankeny, Iowa native. Passes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles dump it down low for Sampson. And Sampson's going to be called for a charge. Foul number three on Leighton Sampson. 10:46 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College 60, Dakota Wesleyan 58. our score. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Pass goes left side over to Jalen Voss. Voss to Berg. Berg chases it into the backcourt. And he's called for an over and back violation. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Patrick Nabla. So Dort College gets it back on the over and back violation. And the defenders will bring it up. Nathan Rindles with the basketball. Rindles on the right wing. Rindles looking. Passes over to Sumner. Brian Sumner gives it up to Nabla. Nabla to Terpstra. Terpstra, Feenstra. Feenstra in the lane. Tough shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Nabla, Sumner. Sumner driving in, nothing there. Cut off, back over to Rindles. 30 to shoot for the defenders midway through the second half. Nabla on the left wing. He passes it off to Rindles. Rindles, dump it down low, Feenstra. Feenstra, his shot in the lane, no good. Rebound fought for and tipped and taken away by Mitchell. Joey Mitchell with the basketball. Mitchell driving in. And the hesitation move, and he ties it up 60-all. 9:45 left to go in the game. Joey Mitchell has just tied it up with his 15th and 16th points. Nabla with it. Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Rindles on the left wing. Nathan with the basketball. Back over to Nabla. Patrick backing his way in. Nothing there. Back to Sumner. Sumner back out front. Nabla. Nabla. Terp. Terp still with it on the wing. He comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra facing up on the baseline. Feenstra driving in, and he is called for traveling. Travel violation called on the defenders, and the Dort College defenders will play defense. Dakota Wesleyan with a chance to regain the lead. Wesleyan led briefly, 53-52. Now they shoot for a lead again. With it left side, Bamberg. Bamberg out front, comes back over to Berg. Berg guarded there by O'Donnell. Berg into the lane, and he's going to be called for traveling. 60-60 our score, 9:06 remaining. Settling into a defensive slugfest right now. Dort College on defense, right side, on offense, I should say. Walterstorff for the basketball. Back over to Rindles. Rindles against Mitchell. Short jumper, left it short, no good on the 10-footer. Rebound taken away by Mitchell. Mitchell ahead to Berg. Berg stops on the right wing. Back over to Mitchell. Mitchell, Bamberg. Bamberg left side, Manning. Manning dumped down low to Voss. Voss moves into the lane. Jump hook over the right hand. Good. Jalen Voss with 8 second-half points. 10 for the ball game. Dort College trails 62-60. Right side pass over to Sumner. Besum with it on the right wing. Back over to Walterstorff. Three-pointer, top of the key, off the heel, no good. And a foul called on the rebound against Dort College's David Den Herter. They call him for a hold. Critical juncture of the ball game right here. Dakota Wesleyan with a two-point lead and a chance to build on it. They have not led by more than two this evening. And a three-pointer by Jalen Voss. Voss makes it a 65-60 ball game. Dakota Wesleyan in front. Dort College needs an answer in a bad way. Boss now with 13 points, and the defenders call a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dakota Wesleyan with their biggest lead of the ball game at 65-60 with 8:01 left to play in the contest. They led in the first half, but never by more than 2 points. And here in the second half, they've opened up a 5-point advantage. Pass goes to Brian Sumner answering. Yes! Brian Sumner, 3-pointer left wing, and it's 65-63. Brian Sumner is second three of the ball game. Back the other way, Joey Mitchell. Mitchell on the left wing looking for Jalen Voss. Voss on the baseline. Voss kick out. Mitchell. Mitchell three. Got it. Joey Mitchell. A pretty good offseason acquisition for Dakota Wesleyan. Driving in right-handed layup, Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with a 2-point bucket, his first. North College trails 68-65. O'Donnell, Mitchell. A transfer for Dakota Wesleyan from Black Hills State University. Left side pass to Voss. Voss with the basketball. Voss working in against Den Herter. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Jalen Voss with a 2-point bucket. He's got 13. And the defenders trail 70-65. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner three. Yes! Three threes for Sumner. North College trails by a 2. 70-68. 6:44 remaining. They dump it down low for Voss. Voss, baseline jumper. It's good. Jalen Voss. 15-second half points. Dort College trails 72-68. Answering the other way is Rindles. Rindles with a 2-point basket. He's got a dozen. They pass it over to Bamberg. Bamberg with the basketball. 72-70. Wesleyan by two. They feed Voss. They're going to the pony. See if he can carry him. Kick out pass Mitchell. Mitchell off the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. 6:09 left to go in the game. Rindles back to Sumner. Sumner driving in. Taps it off of a Wesleyan player as it fell to the ground, as he fell to the ground, and Rindles is called for a block in the backcourt. Sumner had a lane to the hoop. Sumner had a lane to the hoop and had it stripped, and it ended up bouncing away from him. He tried to pass it off of a Dakota Wesleyan player. ...72-70, Dort College trailing by two. Wesleyan has the basketball. Inbounding, they get it in to Joey Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball. Wesleyan leading by two. They hand it off to Trey Berg. Berg with the basketball. Berg passes over to Mitchell. Mitchell puts it on the deck. Back over to Berg. Berg, three on the way. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Bamberg. Bamberg with the basketball. Bamberg passes it to Joey Mitchell. Joey Mitchell to Berg. Berg, kick out pass back to Mitchell. 25 to shoot. That's Newton. Newton passes it off. Bamberg. Bamberg, Manning. Manning, three. No good. Rebound taken down by Dort College and Sampson. Here comes Dort College. 5:20 left to go in the game. Out front with it is Rindles. Rindles finds Sumner. Sumner out front. Sumner left side. Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Sumner, catch fire, three, bang, bang, bang! Brian Sumner, 12 points. Dort College leads 73-72. Dort College refusing to fade. Brian Sumner coming through with three triples. And the Dort College defenders have taken the lead at 73-72. 5:01 left to go in this ballgame. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Manning with the basketball on the right side. Passes to Mitchell. And a hold is called on Leighton Sampson as Jalen Boss tried to cut. Leighton is whistled for his fourth personal. Team foul number six on the defenders. Both teams with six fouls, so the next foul is bonus time for both teams. Trey Berg passes it in to Bamberg. Bamberg underneath to Voss. Voss put in the first shot, no good, but he's there to finish it off. And the defenders trail 74-73. Driving in is Walthersdorf, and Walthersdorf is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Joey Mitchell. Mitchell picks up his fourth. So both player teams now with critical players with four fouls. Mitchell for Dakota Wesleyan. Sampson for Dort College. Nathan Rindles, two free throws off the heel. First one, no good. Rindles, an 88% free throw shooter. Feenstra is in, out, I should say. Walthersdorf is in. Another free throw on the way for for Rindles. On the floor for the defenders, Sampson, Walthersdorf, Rindles, O'Donnell, and Sumner. Second free throw is up and through for Rindles, so he makes one of two, and we're deadlocked at 74. 4:37 left to play in the game. Into the front court is Berg. Berg over to Manning. Manning with the ball. Manning gives it up. Bamberg. Bamberg back over to Berg. Berg to Voss. Voss has had the hot hand. He's got 17 in the second half, 19 for the ball game. Voss, layup, good. Voss just simply backed Sampson down, 76-74. Pass goes left side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell tries to dump it off, and it's taken away. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. 76-74 our score. Voss, 19 second half points. Dort College trails 76-74 Wesleyan basketball. On the right side with it is Jade Miller. Miller around the horn they go, top of the key, Bamberg. Bamberg guarded there by Walthersdorf. Bamberg with it, right side back over to Miller. 14 to shoot for Wesleyan. 3:40 left to go in the game. Comes back out front, Bamberg. Bamberg to Manning. Dort College needs a stop. They give it to Berg. Berg to Miller. Miller, shot off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball out front. Walthersdorf drops it off for Sampson. Sampson with the basketball, fires it out. Beesum, three, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll be off of Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College basketball. That's the first missed three by Sumner in five attempts. 3:17 left to go in the game. Still 76 for Dakota Wesleyan, 74 for the defenders. Both teams in the bonus from here on out. Pass over the top, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Rindles. Rindles drops it off to Herter. Tie game. 76 on the assist by Rindles. The bucket for Den Herter. Den Herter with 17. 3:05 left to go in regulation. Out front the pass. They get it to Berg. Berg well out on the wing on the left side. They go right side, Bamberg. Bamberg down low for Voss. Voss reverse, nifty move, good. Good grief, his line is filling up. 78-76, Dakota Wesleyan by two. Rindles answering back, his layup is good. Timeout on the floor, Nathan Rindles knots it at 78-all. 2:41 left to play in this contest. Dort College and Dakota Wesleyan battling it out here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Here's your game reset. 2:41 left to go in the game. 78-78 our score. Dakota Wesleyan has the basketball. Both teams are in the double bonus. Both teams have critical players with four fouls each. Leighton Sampson has four for the defenders. Joey Mitchell has four for the Tigers. Dakota Wesleyan's Jalen Boss has been a load in the second half with 21 second half points, 23 for the ballgame. Brian Sumner, 4-for-5 from the three-point line tonight. He hit three triples when it looked like Dakota Wesleyan might pull away, and he brought Dort College back. Right now we stand tied 78-all. You pay your $6 tonight, you got pretty good entertainment. Joey Mitchell with the basketball. Mitchell has it tapped away by Rindles. Out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. 2:34 remaining. Menning will inbound the basketball for the Tigers. He gets it into Joey Mitchell. They'll look for Boss, I would imagine. There he is, cutting across the lane. Layup attempt, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter, but they call a foul on the play. David Den Herter has just picked up his fourth personal. Jalen Boss will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. .227 left to go in the contest. Voss out of the deep knee bend. Free throw, no good. First free throw was no good by Voss. He is a 65% free throw shooter. He actually shoots almost as well from the floor as he does from the charity stripe. Second free throw is up and good, so he makes one of two. It's 79 Dakota Wesleyan, 78 Dort College. Both teams have three timeouts remaining, by the way. 2:20 remaining. Walterstorff with it on the right side. Tyler picks up his dribble, passes it back to Rindles. Rindles will float up the 10-footer, knocks it down. Nathan Rindles with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 80-79. 2:08 remaining. And the Dort College fans up on their feet. With it out front is Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball. Joey passes to Menning. Menning guarded there by Sumner. Pass into the corner, Berg. Berg can't squeeze it off. Terpstra's there covering him. Comes back to Bamberg. Bamberg, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. 1:48 left to go in the game. Rindles into the front court. Here come the defenders. Rindles crosses over, takes it in against Mitchell. His shot, good! Two-point basket, Nathan Rindles. 82-79, Dort College leading. Rindles recognizing the man guarding him, had four personal fouls. Mitchell had to back off just a little bit. And Rindles took it straight to the basket, lace it off of the glass, and the Dort College defenders lead it 82-79. Wesleyan calls a timeout. They have two remaining. We'll keep it right here. This is just a 30. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Well, our viewership total creeping upwards as this one nears its conclusion. Thanks for joining me via our webcast, www.dort.edu/athletics. Great way to spend a December evening. With the basketball is Mitchell. Mitchell out front. Mitchell, they pass out front Bamberg. Bamberg to Berg. Berg, they feed it down low for Voss. Voss gives it back. Voss spins, left-hander, good. Voss with 26. Dort College leads 82-81. 1:18 left to go in the game. Out front with it is Rindles. 28 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College can take it down around 50 seconds in the game before they have to shoot. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles out front. He passes over to Terp. Terp's over the basketball. Dump it down low, Den Herter. Den Herter against Voss. Den Herter shot no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a chance to take the lead. 82-81 our score. Into the front court is Joey Mitchell. Mitchell with it on the right side. Mitchell looking. Passes over to Bamberg. They can take a one-point lead with a two. This is Voss. Voss in the lane. His shot good. Good grief. 26 in the second half for Voss. Dort College trails 83-82. 33 seconds remaining, and the Dort College defenders call a timeout. Jalen Voss, one of those nights, he sat most of the first half, but the second half, he has been terribly difficult to stop. He is 12-for-18 from the floor. Most of those coming in the second half, I believe he was 1-for-2 at halftime. That means he is 11 of 16 here in the second half, and he has just given Dakota Wesleyan an 83-82 lead. York College down a point. They call a timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker by the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. 32 seconds remaining. Dort College basketball shot clock is at 30. Both teams are in the bonus. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Wesleyan led by Voss with 28. Mitchell with 19. For Dort College, they are topped by Nathan Rindles with 19 points. Dort College with the basketball after the timeout. Rindles with it out front. Dort College can take the lead with a two. Rindles driving in, floats it up, right-handed basket, layup good. Nathan Rindles with a two-point bucket. They isolated him. They couldn't contain him. And he gives Dort College a one-point lead at 84-83 with 24.1 seconds remaining. Well, if I'm a betting man, I would say Jalen Boss is going to touch the ball at some point on this possession. The danger is you become so preoccupied with him, you leave one of those gunners open on the perimeter. Berg and Manning can knock it down. Joey Mitchell has shown he can knock it down tonight. And the Dort College defenders talking strategy as they call their fifth time out of the ballgame. They have one remaining. Wesleyan still has two left. On the floor for Wesleyan, it'll be Bamberg, Mitchell, Voss, Berg, and Manning. We'll reset the defender lineup in just a moment. Sumner, Rindles, Terpstra, Waltersdorf, Den Herter. There are your five for the defenders. Shot clock is off. Dort College leads it 84-83. Inbounding will be Bamberg, length of the floor in front of him. Bamberg tosses it in to Berg. 22 seconds left. Bringing it up is Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball. Mitchell. Back out front. Voss. Voss. Three. Off the rim. No good. Race for it. They get it to Bamberg. Bamberg got the offensive rebound, but he stepped on the sideline out of bounds. Whose basketball will it be? Was Bamberg out of bounds when he called for the timeout? They call a timeout. They call a timeout. It'll be Wesleyan basketball on the sideline. Jalen Voss went for the dagger, and he missed it. The long rebound came out, and Luke Bamberg chased it down in the side in the corner. I had thought they were indicating he was out of bounds initially. Instead, they say they gave him a timeout. Well, we'll play another 11.9 tenths seconds. Well, Dort College just asked for the explanation. Dort College will now have to play defense one more time. Dort College thought it was their basketball. With 11.9 seconds left, they thought the Dakota Wesleyan player had gone out of bounds on the sideline. And there's no way on my replay that I can see where he was, simply because it happened right in front of the Dakota Wesleyan bench. I do know that the official initially looked like he had called it out of bounds. As it is, Dort College will play defense. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound on the sideline in front of the Wesleyan bench. Both teams have one timeout remaining. Throwing it in will be Manning. Look for him to get the basketball back. Manning to throw it in. Manning to Mitchell. Mitchell out front. Mitchell into the corner. Manning. Ball is deflected. Picked up by Voss. Voss off the bottom of the backboard. Kirk Collins has it. Singer is fouled. 2.4 seconds left. Jalen Voss got pinned underneath the basket. Couldn't get the shot up, and now you've got Brian Sumner shooting a 1-1 with 2.4 remaining. So 1-1. So Dakota Wesleyan still has time. Sumner can make it a three-point ball game with a pair of made free throws. 2.4 remaining. 1-1 opportunity. Sumner, right-hander. He is up. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Voss. Voss with the basketball. And they're going to say he called a timeout. Oh, my goodness. He traveled with it. Oh, he traveled with it. Oh. Wow. Now the question is, how much time is going to be on the clock? Well, there's no way they can put more time on the clock. I don't believe they can. Well, they can do whatever they want. Well, I'm waiting to see what they're going to put up on the clock. They're going to give them 1.8. Wesleyan will be able to throw it the length of the floor. Dort College leading by one, 84-83. Wow, Jalen Voss, and he has played a tremendous ball game. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. He traveled with a basketball before he got the timeout called. They give him the timeout, and they put 0.7 seconds back on the clock. So there's 1.8 remaining, and Wesleyan has one last gasp. Dort College trying to hand Wesleyan their first loss of the season. Wesleyan will inbound length of the floor in front of them. And Dort College will play the cat and mouse game, and they'll call a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. I would feel a whole lot better if the clocks were at zero right now. 84-83. Dakota Wesleyan will station three players at midcourt from left to right as I face them. It's Menning, Mitchell, and Berg. Berg is the gunner. He's the one you want to make sure you get a hand up on. Jalen Voss is down on the other end underneath the basket. Throwing it in will be Bamberg. Taylor Feenster will inbound the guard the inbounds. Dort College will match up man for man. 1.8 seconds left. Bamberg to throw it in. He cannot run the baseline. Ball is up in the air and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball underneath the basket. And I would imagine Dort College will have to shoot more free throws. Wesleyan, if they're smart, will simply make sure they impede progress on the inbounds play. Neither team has a timeout left. Wesleyan threw it long and it went out of bounds. Walterstorff to inbound the basketball. 1.8 seconds left. No time went off of the clock. Nobody touched it. It's Dort College basketball underneath the basket. Walterstorff will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Walterstorff looking. Gets it in. And a foul on the play called on Dakota Wesleyan. And this time it'll be Brian Sumner shooting a 1-1. Foul called on Joey Mitchell is his fifth. Sumner trying to get Dort College a 2 or 3 point lead. 1.5 seconds left. Just enough time for a desperation heave. Tate Martin will check into the ballgame for Mitchell. Dakota Wesleyan will get a free timeout out of the deal. They huddle up quickly. Now Brian Sumner shooting a 1-1. Sumner trying to make it a Dort College 2 or 3 point lead. White knuckle time if you're a Dort College fan. Free throw on the way for Sumner. Beesum up off the heel. No good. Rebound. Terpstra. That's the ball game. Dort College wins. Dakota Wesleyan enters undefeated. They leave with their first loss of the season. The Dort College defenders go to 3-3 in the conference. 10-4 overall. Dakota Wesleyan falls to 4-1 and 11-1. Well, the GPAC race just got a little bit more interesting as every team in the conference has at least one loss here before the Christmas break. Tremendous ball game. Both teams playing pretty good basketball down the stretch, and the defenders come away with an 84-83 victory over Dakota Wesleyan tonight here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Dort College wins at 84-83 in men's college basketball tonight. The Dort College defenders led 41-36 at halftime after leading most of the first half. Story in the first half was Jalen Voss, saddled with two early fouls. He sat most of the first half. He did not sit in the second half. The Dort College defenders led trailed 53-52 as Dakota Wesleyan made a charge. Dort College answered, taking a 60-53 lead. Wesleyan fought back to tie it at 60. And as part of a 9-0 run, turned a 4-point deficit into a 5-point advantage. It was still a 5-point advantage at 70-65 when Dort College fought back, and with 5:01 left to go in the game, got a 3-pointer from Brian Sumner. That gave them a 73-72 lead. It was then back-and-forth basketball with ties at 74, 76, and 78. That last tie at 78 all came with 2:41 left to go in the game. Dakota Wesleyan got one of two free throws from Jalen Voss, I believe. Dort College answered with a two. Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College then got a two-point bucket by Nathan Rindles to go up 82-79. That changed the complexion of the game a little bit, but Wesleyan went to Jalen Voss, and on back-to-back possessions, he knocked down two-point shots to give them an 83-82 lead. Nathan Rindles scores the eventual game winner to make it 84-83 with under 30 seconds remaining. And the Dort College defenders fight off Dakota Wesleyan. They had a possession where Jalen Voss got it down low, but he was collapsed on the baseline. Couldn't get the shot up, and the Dort College defenders eventually win it 84-83. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Here are the numbers for tonight's basketball game. First of all, for Dakota Wesleyan, 33 of 61 from the floor, 54%, 9 of 19 on threes, 47.4%, 8 for 10 on free throws for 80%. Dort College, 32 of 62 from the floor, 51.6%, 8 of 15 on threes, 53.3%, 12 of 15 on free throws, 80%. Dort College holds a slight 30-29 rebounding advantage, turnovers dead even at 12 apiece. Dakota Wesleyan was led by Jalen Voss with 28 points. He was 13 of 21 from the floor, 14 points for Trey Bird, 4 of 10 from the floor, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Joey Mitchell, 19 points, 7 of 9 from the floor, 3 for 5 on three-pointers, 2 for 2 on free throws. 8 points for Luke Bamberg, 6 for Chris Manning, 4 each for Jade Miller and Terrell Newton. For Dort College, Nathan Rindles led the way with 21 points. He was 9 of 15 from the deck, 3 for 4 on free throws. 17 points for David Denherter tonight, 6 of 10 from the floor, 5 of 5 on free throws. 12 for Brian Sumner, 4 for 5 from the 3-point line. Those were all of his shots. Taylor Feenstra had 10 points. 9 points for Tyler Waltersdorf, 6 for Alex Terpstra, 7 for Leighton Sampson, and Andrew O'Donnell had a pair. Rebounding, Luke Bamberg ended up with 11 rebounds for Dakota Wesleyan, 5 for Jalen Voss. I don't have any other finals, Coach. 5 for Jalen Voss, 4 for Chris Manning. For Dort College, they were led in rebounding by Alex Terpstra with 7, and Nathan Rindles had 6. Rindles also had 6 assists. Tyler Waltersdorf had a pair of assists. Joey Mitchell had 4 assists to lead Dakota Wesleyan. Coach Ross Dama has taken a seat beside me as the Dort College defenders get a win by a final score of 84-83 over Dakota Wesleyan. And, Coach, tremendous effort by your ball club tonight. Every time Dakota Wesleyan made a charge at you, you were able to defend your home court and played with some energy down the stretch and showed a lot of composure.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, very happy for the kids. We came back really hard on Monday and really got after some things defensively. Just really felt that we were very average at best defensively. And the last 2 days we practiced very hard, almost to the point where maybe we almost practiced through this thing and probably learned something about that too. I thought our guys were really, really focused defensively and tried to take things away. We really kind of had to pick our poison tonight. We wanted to take away the arc as best we could, which, you know, adequately we did, and that, of course, was going to allow Voss to have a lot of one-on-one play. First half, he was in foul trouble. Second half, yeah, he proved why he's so good. 26 second-half points. But they're a very, very good team. They played very well last week in wins over Midland and Morningside. Just very happy for our kids that the hard work they put in here is paid off for them. But tomorrow morning we get ready to go, you know, with Hastings on the road. It doesn't get any easier, of course, but it's just nice to see the fruits of your labor. I'm really, like I said, really happy for our players.
Brian Sumner hit some big threes down the stretch. I believe Alex Terpstra also had a three in the second half when it looked like Dakota Wesleyan might get a little breathing room. So critical in a game like this where you don't you maintain contact with the team even when they make a charge at you.
Yeah, I thought both of those guys, Alex and Brian, did hit big shots. And both of those guys, we really challenged hard on Monday and yesterday to step up their effort defensively. I mean, they have to guard wing players. And in this conference, it's just full of wing players who can shoot the ball. And Dakota Wesleyan has two of the very best. And just needed them to really start expanding their games, not so much offensively, although they, we said, hit some very big shots for us. But they're making a concerted effort to get better defensively, too. And it was just a total team effort. We needed 200 good minutes from the team tonight. And I think our guys came in. Layton and Taylor came in and played very well off the bench. Pat Knoblaugh really grinded away and played well defensively. And Andrew was steady. And, of course, you know, we got good play from Tyler and Nathan, who have really stepped up their leadership abilities. And got to say, too, that David Denherter was really good tonight, Mike. Really took on the challenge of doing the best he could against Voss. And inside, we kept going to him when we had advantages in the first half, and he kept responding. So total team effort. We'll take it. It's December 10, and we just got to continue to build on it. We got a long ways to go.
Back to work tomorrow, you say. Dakota Wesleyan in the rearview mirror for the time being. Hastings on the road on Saturday shapes up to be a big ball game in that you want to get to Christmas break on a high note in terms of conference play and going on the road, never easy. And Hastings, very quality opponent.
Very quality opponent. They have the week off, which is obviously a concern. And you know, they're good. They're just a very good team, and we need to try to, like you said, finish the pre-conference Christmas schedule off as best we possibly can. We haven't won a game on the road in conference play, and so that's something we have to obviously try to nail down as best we can on Saturday, but the next 2 days in practice are going to be critical for us.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll be wrapping things up here shortly. Still waiting on some of those games to go final, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Update from Orange City, Northwestern trails Briarcliff with under 10 seconds to go, 104-101. Concordia is going to beat Nebraska Wesleyan, and that one's 96-78, and that one is over. So we'll pencil that one in. Morningside and Mount Marty, it certainly looked like Morningside was on the way to the win. They were up at halftime. And they were up big. And just trying one more spot to see if we can chase down some scores. Women's play earlier today, it was Dakota Wesleyan over Dort, 86-41. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan, 92-52. Morningside over Mount Marty in women's play, 72-58. Briarcliff over Northwestern in women's play, 76-61. In men's play tonight, Morningside over Mount Marty, 82-65. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan, 96-78. Dort College defeats Dakota Wesleyan, 84-83. And Briarcliff and Northwestern has not gone final yet. but it is Briarcliff in control, it appears, up by three with under 10 seconds to go. Scratching out some of those standings, Dakota Wesleyan falls to 4-1 tonight. Midland was idle. Briarcliff we're waiting on. Morningside goes to 4-2. Doan was idle. Hastings was idle. Northwestern waiting on that score. Dort College goes to 3-3. Concordia improves to 3-4. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 0-4. Mount Marty falls to 0-7. And Briarcliff's up two possessions with 6.2 seconds remaining in the contest. So it appears that Briarcliff is going to hang on and win in Orange City. The women's standings, Morningside is now 6-0. Concordia goes to 6-1. Doan was idle. Briarcliff defeats Northwestern. They go to 4-2. Hastings was idle. Dakota Wesleyan improves to 3-2. Northwestern slips to 2-4. Mount Marty is 2-5. Midland was idle. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 0-4. Andor College goes to 0-6. So barring something very unlikely in Orange City, it appears Briarcliff will improve to 5-1, while Northwestern will fall to 2-3 in conference play. On the schedule for this Saturday in GPAC play, Dort is at Hastings, Mount Marty's at Concordia, Dakota Wesleyan's at Doan, Northwestern visits Midland, Morningside is at Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.